But at the end of the day, you cannot control that. What you can control is how you respond. And you have a decision to make. Are you going to play victim? Or are you going to be a victor? The power is in your hands. Welcome to the Third Quarter Podcast. I am your host, Ace, and you know I'm blessed by the best, but better than that, so are you. And I am excited to bring to you today's episode where I'm going to tell you, show you, discuss with you why where you are is exactly where you need to be. That's right, I said it. Where you are right now is exactly where you need to be. But before we get into the episode, please, if you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe, follow, rate, and review the podcast, man. It does so much for us. I know I talk about it every episode, but I'm going to keep doing it until you get it in your medulla oblongata. This is how we reach more people. This is how people that don't know who we are finds us, by you guys rating and reviewing and following the podcast, because the algorithm needs us to do that. This is a partnership, right? We produce the content, we create the content, we distribute it. The community, you, we're so grateful to have you. The teamwork makes the dream work. So if you can just take 60 seconds out of your day to subscribe and follow, rate and review, it'll be greatly appreciated. Thank you so, so much. But let's get into it. You are exactly where you need to be. Thank you for listening to the episode, and I'll see you next week. No, but you are exactly where you need to be. You may not like where you're at. That's a completely different discussion, but you are right where you need to be. And I want to be perfectly clear. I want to speak to your heart. Everything is going to be okay. It truly is. God is always on time. He's never late. You are going to be more than okay. But I need you to do me a favor. I need you to know that for yourself. I know it can be challenging in this world that we live in. And I don't know what it is you're going through, or, you know, personal life, family life, career, health. But I need you to know that everything is going to be okay. Where you are right now in this season of life, whether you like it or you don't like it, this is exactly where you need to be. The more I stopped fighting and resisting my current positioning in life, whatever season I was in at that particular time, it gave me so much freedom. It gave me peace and joy in surrendering the battle of where I thought I should be versus where I'm actually at. And truthfully, the more that we are honest about where we're at, and we're telling ourselves that, you know what, I may not want to be here, but I'm glad I'm here, because there's something here in this particular season of my life that I need, that is going to allow me to apply this in the next season of life. So when it's time to endure something different, more challenging, more demanding, I have the courage, I have the boldness, I have the strength, but I also have the answer. Because oftentimes we are always so forward driven. We are always so, you know, this is my goal, this is what I want to achieve, and I'm going to get it by any means necessary. And it's great to have goals. It's great to be driven. I'm not saying don't have goals and don't be driven. But what I am saying is, if you're not putting actions that are in alignment with your season, no matter how good your intentions are, no matter how hard your work is, no matter how diligent you are in what you do, it's not going to bear the fruit that it could when it's in its proper season. I love fruit. Okay. I love me some pineapple. I love me some watermelon. I love me those little halos. You know, when you put them in the refrigerator and them joints get cold, right? And they're sweet. It is one of the most refreshing things that you can have. And when you throw some of that, you know what I mean? That you throw some of that tahine on it. You know what I mean? That tahine and some lime juice on that pineapple and watermelon. It takes it to a whole nother level. But when watermelon and pineapple is not in season, when you get them like, hold up, this don't taste right. It could satisfy you. It could quench your thirst. It could satisfy your hunger. But it's not as fulfilling and enjoyable as it could be when you have it in its proper season. One of the biggest things we do when we are not liking where we're at is we start to rush. Do you ever feel like you're rushing? Like you're trying to make up for lost time because you feel like you're running out of time or you're behind or you're late. And so you start doing things that's going to help alleviate the pain or alleviate how you're feeling much quicker. And I've been there more times than I would hope. And it always feels good in the moment, but it's a pain in the butt later. When you learn to be okay with your current season, it frees up space mentally, emotionally, spiritually, that, okay, if this is the current season that I'm in, what is this season calling me to do? And when you act according to the season, maybe it's telling you to back away a little bit. Maybe it's telling you that you need more alone time. Maybe it's telling you that there's some relationships or friendships that you need to detach yourself away from. Maybe it's telling you there's some people that you need to bring in. Maybe this is a season where you have to put your head down and focus on that business or focus on that career or focus on that task that you've been delaying for a while. Maybe this is a season where it's time to increase your health and wellness. It's time to make that a number one priority. And the things that's going to get in the way of that, they have to just go to the back burner. Maybe this is a season where you have to work inside of your business. Maybe it's time for you to really put some work in making sure that the checks and balances of your business is on point. Instead of trying to focus on sales and numbers and clients, maybe you have to work on your structure and your foundation that can support the clients and the customers and the profit that's coming down the pipeline. Because it's one thing to make money. It's another thing to have the infrastructure that can sustain the level of business that you want to attain. So it's very important that we take the time to analyze what season of life am I in? Because a lot of us, we walk around wanting it to be summer all year round. We want to be in tank tops and some, you know, the 5-inch short dogs, you know what I'm saying? The flip-flop boys. Like, we want to be out here in the beach. And life is seasonal. It's not always going to be 85 clear, blue, and sunny. There's going to be some seasons where it's going to get cold. There's going to be seasons where it's going to get dark. There's going to be seasons where it's going to be snow on the ground. No matter how much I want it to be hot, no matter how much I want the sun to come out, no matter how much I want it to be summer weather, I can't change the fact that snow's coming. I can't change that. The only thing that I can do and that you can do is to dress accordingly. And what I feel like a lot of us do, because I know I've done it, is we don't dress according to the season that we're in. You're frustrated and you're angry that it's cold outside and you're yelling at the sky and you're yelling at God and you're yelling at your ex, you're yelling at your boss, you're yelling at all these people. This weather, it's too cold. Where's the sun? I need the sun. When it's just like, bro, it's the winter. You know what I mean? Like, you can yell and scream and get upset all you want about how cold it is, but you're the one outside still in some shorts and some tank tops and some open-toed sandals complaining that it's cold. You got to dress according to the season that you in. Instead of wanting everything to be this way, if you just took two steps back and just looked at your situation and detached your emotion from it, right? Detach yourself from your situation and look at it for what it is and let that determine the season that you're in and to determine the attire that you wear. It may not be the season that you want. I may love summer way more than winter. But when I dress according to the season, even if I don't like it, I'm still going to be able to enjoy it to some type of capacity because I'm dressing accordingly. And when you remove, I want this season to be like this, and you approach it for what it is, I promise you, there's going to be something in this season that you're going to find that's going to make the season that you do enjoy most even more enjoyable. There's going to be an appreciation of life. There's going to be a new appreciation of you, of your business, of your relationships, of whatever the case may be that you're going to take with you in that next season. But the more that you're fighting it and you're resisting the season and you're resisting where you're at and you're hating where you're at, everybody's passing me up. This person's not as talented. It's this person's fault. Well, if they would have did this, this wouldn't have happened. Forget all of that. It happened. And I'm sorry if some things happened to you that you didn't deserve. But at the end of the day, you cannot control that. What you can control is how you respond. And you have a decision to make. Are you going to play victim? Or are you going to be a victor? The power is in your hands. You wanting it to be the summer in the middle of winter, and you refuse to change your attire, but yet you're going to complain that it's cold outside, that's a victim mentality. You are not going to reach your dreams. You're not going to reach your greatness with the victim mentality. It ain't going to happen. People don't want to be around people that are like that, except for other victims, because misery loves company. But the bottom line is, you are right where you need to be. You may not like it. It may not be your favorite place, but this is where you are. This is the season in your life right now. And so you have a decision to make. Are you going to dress according to the season, or are you going to pout that this is not what you want? Because remember, like attracts like. So if you're going to complain about the season that you're in, if you're going to have a victim mentality in this season, what do you think you're going to bring into your life? Are you going to bring in good things? Are you going to bring in prosperity? Are you going to bring in healthy relationships, a healthy diet? Are you going to bring in exercise? Are you going to bring in, are you going to bring in the good stuff, the stuff that feeds you and fuels you? Probably not, because you're not looking for those things. No, you're going to have a self-fulfilling prophecy, and you're going to start to look for and bring in things that are negative, bring in things that aren't what you want, relationships that aren't the best, jobs that drain you, people that drain you. That's what brings that to you. It's not that people are out to get you. It's just that's what you're focused on. You know what I mean? You get what you focus on. If you're focused on what you don't have, you're going to get more of what you don't have because that's what you're looking for. It's like when I got my car, my new car a year ago for my birthday, the only car that I saw on the road after that was the car. Has that ever happened to you? It's like you get a new car or you're thinking about getting a new car, and then all of a sudden, that's the only car you see. It's almost as like once you wanted it, everybody got it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dang, that's the only car I see. Those cars were always there. It's just you weren't focused on them until now. Those problems that you have, the drama that you have, it was always there. It's just that now in the mind state that you're in, you're focused on that. So it's amplified. But guess what? If the drama is there, if the negativity is there, if the bad stuff is there, that also means the positivity, the good stuff, and the healthy stuff is there too. It's just not amplified because you're not looking for it. You're not focused on it. You get what you focus on. So this episode is a short one. This is a 15-minute conversation that I think that we need to have, because we're entering this time where the weather's changing, it's getting nicer, you know, it's spring cleaning, all that stuff. The seasons are changing. And it's important to understand and recognize that when seasons change, our attire has to change with it. Now, you may not enjoy this season more than others, but if you don't address according to the season, you're not going to enjoy it at all. You know, it's going to be miserable, right? If I don't put on winter clothes for the winter, no matter how much I hate the winter, I'm going to be even more miserable because I'm going to be cold and uncomfortable. And I'm saying that you don't have to be cold and uncomfortable to endure a season that's not ideal for you. It's not about it being ideal. It's about you enduring it. And when you don't address according to the season, because you don't like where you're at, and you're wishing and hoping that the seasons change, which you have no control over, you're going to have a life of victimhood and being completely miserable. And I don't want that for you. Now, if you want that for yourself, I doubt it, because you wouldn't be listening to this podcast, because that's not who we're going for. You know what I mean? We don't want people that want to stay miserable. We don't want that. All are welcome, but we're not catering to the people that want to be miserable forever. However, if you find yourself being miserable right now, if you find yourself in a victim mentality, that's okay, because at least you're aware of it and you're acknowledging it. Now it's time to take action on it. Because if you really think about it, and I'll close with this, how can you produce good fruit if you keep planting bad seeds? How can you produce good fruit if mentally you are producing bad seeds? If all you're thinking about and focused on is stuff that's not good, how can you ever have something that is fruitful if the mental seeds that you're planting is toxic and negative? So my challenge for you is this. I want you to really take some time, take 30 minutes, take an hour out of your day, and really start to self-assess. Am I dressing according to the season right now, or am I dressing for the season that I want it to be? And if you find yourself dressing for the season that you wish it was, I want you to make a promise to yourself that you're going to make an adjustment and start to dress according to the season. And if you don't like the season that you're in, if you wish you were in a better place relationally or your health or financially or whatever the case is, I want you to accept the fact that this is where you're at. But I also want you to make a commitment to yourself to do everything you can that's in alignment with this season, to prepare yourself to put you in a better situation for when the season changes. I don't want you to sit, complain, mope, and be upset about this thing, this person, that person. No, we're not doing that. But look at your situation and say, okay, yeah, this is where I'm at. This is what's going on. I don't like this. Okay, cool. Now, what can I control? And instead of putting your energy and effort and intention into the things that you can't, into the season that you can't change, take all that energy and put it in the things that you can. I love you so much. I hope this episode blessed you. I hope it served you. If someone came to mind when you were listening to this, please send it to them. Share this episode on your feed, on your Instagrams, on your TikToks, on all them joints, because I really do believe that this is going to be the number one podcast in the world for health and wellness. And it starts with you. Well, it starts with us, but this is a community. I want this podcast to feel like a community. This is a conversation between me and you, and we're doing this together. We are an independent podcast, and we're doing this all together. So you sharing, you liking, you reviewing, you rating it does more than you know. All right. I love you so much. Be safe, be blessed, and thank you for listening to the Third Quarter Podcast.